I can't believe that this is going to feel like deja vu. New information about a new breach at Equifax. This isn't a joke. Equifax, that has already suffered the most catastrophic breach in the modern era, with the information of 145.5 million Americans fully exposed. Now, Equifax says they have taken down some access to their website because they've been hit reportedly by a breach that first was reported on technology blogs last night. And what the criminals have done is that when you go to the site, they say to go further, you need this update to your computer, and it downloads a spyware virus to your computer. I mean, who can make this stuff up? And my producer, Kim, said, how is it that with this having gone on for months and months, with Equifax knowing about this massive breach and just not knowing the scale of it, how could they still have such terrible security that another breach would happen? And that's really a question for Equifax to answer. But I need for you to know that if you have been to Equifax's site recently and you got an alert to download an update to your computer, you need to run an antivirus, any spyware, quickly. We have links to ones you can use that are free on our free and cheap page at Clark.com. Now, also, Equifax now says that 11 million Americans' driver's license numbers have been leaked. And these cross-reference with people whose dates of birth, social security numbers, current address, prior addresses, all the information the hackers got. Now, they also have, for 11 million of those people, their driver's license numbers, which creates potential forms of identity theft well beyond just applying for credit in your name. Now, I know this can all be overwhelming, and it's like, when am I going to shut up about Equifax? But this is really serious stuff. So serious that one of the top Republicans in the U.S. House is proposing legislation that will outlaw the use of Social Security numbers as a personal identifier by, at the minimum, the credit bureaus in a little more than 2 years' time. Now, that is just a recognition of the reality that Equifax's carelessness has led to an insecurity for most adult Americans, where we are subject to identity theft for the rest of our lives. And this is going to set off a mad scramble. By the way, the White House has also weighed in on eliminating the use of Social Security numbers as an identifier for anything else but Social Security or Medicare, because the system's broken. But in the meantime, till new ways of identifying you and me come into effect, you need to follow the steps I've got at Clark.com about mitigating the damage that occurs when somebody pretends they're you. And there's also a risk that has been identified for anyone who is 62 or older, Social Security eligible, but not taking Social Security yet, that through this breach, criminals are able to cross-reference. And if someone has not started taking Social Security, to falsely claim they are that individual, set up direct deposit, and have the money, could be for years without your knowledge, go to them instead of to you. So Social Security has a system where you can set up your own portal with Social Security, known as a My Social Security account, and you will be able to track what's going on with your Social Security account. And this is something anyone approaching age 62 should do, because this is, I mean, think about this. The feds have no procedure in place. What's going to happen with your eligibility and all that if a criminal impersonates you and direct deposits for months or years your Social Security benefits? And it's crazy, but the databases they use to verify identity are the very ones at risk because of the Equifax breach. So please, if you are 62 approaching it, set up a My Social Security account, and then you're able to monitor what's going on with your account instead of years later saying, wait, I did not claim Social Security 3 years ago or 5 years ago or whatever. Try to unwind that. So this is an ongoing hassle, an ongoing problem, and as new layers are exposed, we're going to keep you updated on Clark.com. Now, I mentioned to you before the risk level to people who have more assets of the criminals looking for people who've got real money in retirement accounts or brokerage accounts, or could be in a bank account. Well, there's another Equifax database that Krebs on Security has been able to find real vulnerability with, where hackers are able to find out who makes a lot of money. Then they can take that information, cross-reference it with all the information on people that was compromised in the main Equifax breach, and they're able to go after mutual fund, brokerage accounts, you name it, because they'll have who were the high income earners, and they'll have the Social Security numbers and all the rest, being able to cross-reference. So what you need to take to heart is what I do as routine practice, and that is any accounts that you have big money in, just check them once a week. Make sure nothing funny is going on, that your money is where it should be, because you don't want to find out when you get a quarterly statement from your 401k that all that money has skedaddled. Now, I hate talking about all this because it creates insecurity in people and anxiety. But I have a duty, I have a responsibility to you to tell you where the risks are so that you can take the best steps to protect yourself. And until and unless it becomes the law of the land that Social Security numbers can no longer be used for purposes other than Social Security and Medicare, we stand at risk. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ondemand.